Gardeners, listen up. This year, for the first time, you can plant coneflowers that come in a vivid shade of orange. Yes, that's right, orange. Coneflowers, or echinacea, are a perennial garden favorite that until now only came in shades of purple or pink. With careful crossbreeding, researchers at the Chicago Botanic Garden have expanded Mother Nature's palette for a new variety called Orange Meadow Bright. Jim Ault is the director of ornamental plant research there.
It's old-fashioned plant breeding. I was using forceps, actually, to move pollen, and then a paintbrush to paint it on, and then putting pollination bags over the flower heads to keep the insects from doing my work for me.
How'd you get the orange color, though? Cone flowers usually come in shades of lavender and purple.
That's right. There's one species that stands out from the group, and that's Echinacea paradoxa. It's a paradox. It has yellow flowers. I felt that we could combine the reds and purple colors of the Echinacea purpurea with the yellow pigments of the paradoxa and eventually segregate out some different flower colors.
There are lots of shades of orange. What kind of orange are we talking about?
Oh, heavens. Pretty much a pumpkin orange with slightly more red or kind of flame orange suffusion to the petals.
And I guess there's a bonus. The flower also has a quite sweet aroma.
Absolutely, and that was a complete surprise. It's a very sweet, almost orange blossom-like fragrance. I was detecting the fragrance in the research garden for several days before I realized it was the coneflower. Our research garden has literally hundreds of different kinds of plants growing in it, and so fragrance is always kind of wafting on the air there. And then when I first started pollinating on the plants, I realized that that's where the fragrance was coming from.
That's interesting, because coneflowers don't usually have a fragrance, do they?
Typically not.
Well, you're a man of science, but I guess your success is also measured by the reaction you get there at the garden. Is it getting a lot of oohs and ahs?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. Everybody wanted it, including me, the breeder. I didn't even get it into my own garden until the middle of last summer, so I was telling everybody else to get in line.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Michelle.
Jim Ault is the director of ornamental plant research at the Chicago Botanic Garden.